Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 10th, 2017. Today is Monday in Holy Week. Here are three verses from Psalm 51, verses 11 through 13. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. Psalm 51 plays heavily in our Ash Wednesday liturgy in the Episcopal Church. We recite Psalm 51 immediately after having had the imposition of ashes. I suspect that the reason the framers of the prayer book included Psalm 51 in this particular place of the Ash Wednesday liturgy has to do with the deep confessional language of the first few verses of the psalm. The psalmist implores God to have mercy and blot out the psalmist's offenses, to wash the psalmist through from wickedness. Cleanse me from my sin, the psalmist prays. My sin is ever before me, the psalmist says. Against God, against you only, God, have I sinned, and I've done evil in your sight. Indeed, I've been wicked since before I was born. The psalmist is well aware of his condition. He is well aware of his situation before God. And this is strong confessional language. But the psalmist doesn't simply dwell there, sort of heaping on the guilt and heaping on self-condemnation. Indeed, what may seem as overwrought language for us is simply the psalmist's way of saying, I know who I am in relationship to a holy God. I know that I have failed many, many times. Many times. In some ways, I know that I will fail again. There's no way, God, that I can be good enough for you, good enough to stand in your presence, save your action on my behalf, God. So the confessional language morphs into petitionary language. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, I will be clean. Create in me a clean heart. When I read that line, to me it means, help me get to you, God. All of the stuff, all of the attitudes, all of the actions, all of the sins, all of the misery that separate me from you, I need you to clean it out. I need you to give me a fresh start. Not simply a fresh start and being in right relationship with God, which is primary in this petitionary psalm, but the psalmist needs a clean heart so he can make a right beginning with himself. He is clear that he is separated from God. He is clear that none of his own actions can bring him back into right relationship with God. The only person who can clear him up is God. And then this petition, to give me the joy of your saving help again. The psalmist understands that his very existence is sustained by God's Spirit, and that joy, which is not to be confused with the external condition of happiness, but joy, this notion of being at peace and in right relationship with God and one's neighbor, this is fundamental to living a godly life. Give me the joy of your saving help again. That seems like an adequate prayer for Holy Week. It's easy in all that we will encounter in the liturgies this week to dwell in the place of the pain and misery. And I don't want to shortchange that. I don't want to shortchange the journey to Easter by trying to figure out a way to bypass Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday. Those are requisite parts of Holy Week. But I wonder if we could begin to think about how the journey through Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday actually positions us to receive God's joy. We are certainly not happy about the events of that we will recall in liturgy. We're not happy about the Friday we call good. But Christians throughout the ages have recognized that in the self-giving of God on the cross, the path is cleared for us to experience the joy of God's saving help. Maybe, as we begin this walk this week, maybe we could make our prayer this simple line from Psalm 51, verse 13. Give me the joy of your saving help again. That could very well be a Holy Week miracle for all of us. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.